GOP Rep. Desjarlais, Biden has pretty much surrendered to the socialist agenda. By Jeff Poor on August 22, 2020. Friday, during an interview with Mobile, Alabama Radio's FM Talk 106.5, Rep. Scott Desjarlais, RTN, offered his take on Democrats' use of the U.S. Postal Service as an issue for the November election. The Tennessee Republican lawmaker dismissed the relevance of the issue raised by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, by arguing it could be setting up an excuse for a loss in the upcoming election. On the heels of the Democratic National Convention, Desjarlais said beyond hate President Donald Trump, their message was not clear, and it appeared Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden had given into the socialist agenda. Again, looking for excuses, trying to make excuses for why they lose other than what their own messaging problems are, he said. We've just lived through 4 days of the Democratic convention. And all I think I've really learned in 4 days and multiple speakers was that they all hate Trump. And that tends to be their platform, and they're going to raise taxes. Other than that, there's not a single mention about the violence and rioting in Portland, Seattle, and all the violence across the country that they seem to condone. That's a problem. Just like everything else, it wasn't mentioned. I think Biden has pretty much surrendered to the socialist agenda. Going forward, I think we'll see people make a comparison between the Biden-Harris ticket and the Trump-Pence, and see who is best suited to revive the economy, which Trump had done prior to the pandemic. And frankly, the stock market in the S&P 500 hit a record this week, Desjarlais added. The economy looks pretty fine despite the people that are still out of work because of the COVID suppression. I think we can continue to reopen the country. The economy will surge back, and that's because Trump built it. The Democrats want to go in and immediately raise taxes, which we know is going to crush business. It will chase manufacturing off. Desjarlais added he saw obvious choices between Biden and Trump, with one being the choice to improve the country's economy. They really want to undo. And I think they flat out said it. They want to undo the policies of President Trump that were successful, he continued. So, I think as we get closer and closer to the election, people are going to make those comparisons and see that there's only one clear choice to continue the country on a path for prosperity. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.